96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
5 minutes.
Leave.
5 minutes.
No.
5 minutes.
No.
Come on.
Don't touch me.
Just explain what I was trying to...
What are you going to say? Huh? What are you going to say, Andre? You bumped your head and forgot you were married? You forgot a wife and kids? You're married. Don't... Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
No. Every time we kissed, every time we made love, every promise you made me...
was real.
No, it's not.
It's real.
No, it's not.
Well, that's a scene from the incredible popular BET drama Being Mary Jane. Gabrielle Union plays a highly successful network TV news anchor with less than successful siblings, a messy relationship with a married man, and friends that are sometimes just as messy as she is. But what does this show say about and to black women? And what about this contest? Are you Mary Jane or I am Mary Jane? Well, are you? Well, my guests are talking about is social and political commentator Maxwell Bilyon and clinical therapist Dr. Kalita Forbes. If you want to get in on this conversation, and I know you do, give me a call right now. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can also hit me up on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Maxwell, Dr. Forbes, thank you both for joining me again. I appreciate it.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, ladies first. Good grief. Dr. Forbes, I was watching the episode, the show. The season finale, and I was looking at what was going on with Mary Jane, and I was saying, that's not crazy. That's what you call the crazy, okay? What's going on with this character, and what's your impression as to the message that is being sent about black women, if any at all?
Right, that's an excellent question. And again, thanks for having me on this evening.
Sure.
I think what's really occurring is that our current culture is really trying to normalize things that I want to suggest are destructive. And we really need to spend some time looking at that across the landscape when it comes to these network shows, but especially just using the example of with Mary Jane. We are moving into this selfish, anything goes mentality that is causing people to believe that they no longer have to think of others when they're moving throughout the world. If we were to continue to move in with this movement of I am Mary Jane, that means that in the future, we're literally doing whatever it is that we want to do. We're crossing lines and we're being destructive, but yet our society is celebrating it. And that is incredibly problematic. And I think that even though it's being put together and packaged in television and it's incredibly entertaining, at the end of the day, we don't recognize the message that's being placed in the spirits and the minds of people, especially people that might be impressionable and who are not able to recognize this is just entertainment. This is just television. This is a fictional character.
But is this a fictional character, Doc? Is this a fictional character? Are we shooting the messenger here, or is this character and her drama and the crazy just a reflection of reality? I mean, after all, every woman, if she hasn't done some of the salacious things that Mary Jane has done, they know someone who does. Max, what do you think?
Oh, yes. Oh, I yes. Agree. You hit it on the head, and I love what the doctor said. I might have to marry her if she's not married, because she spoke like a wife is supposed to speak. I've got to tell you, this isn't being Mary Jane. This is being Mary Insane.
Yeah.
And you said crazy. No, this is cray-cray.
Yeah,
this
the
is
crazy.
All the
yeah.
way. This all the way cray-cray. We have gotten to a point where we are living, we are immersed in a society that is trying to be Mary Jane. And it is not just America. It's not just African-American women. It's the female community across the board. And if we look at the character, she is simply just a depiction of what women are striving to be. I call him Oprah Jr.
Wow.
Where you don't want a man anymore. You want a life partner.
Okay.
If he can live up to your standards. This is insanity. And Mary Jane, the character, is just feeding people what they are trying to eat on a daily basis.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Mo, calling from Washington, D.C., you say these shows are portraying infidelity like it's okay.
Yes. You know, the fact that it's being glamorized on not just one show, you know, we all know the other show, Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are two affluent African-American women. They're very good at their jobs, but they are putting themselves in a situation not only to be hurt, but the message that it's sending is so negative on so many levels. You know, I don't understand how people can sit there and they're so excited. Like today, everything on Facebook, oh, my God, Scandal is coming back. There's nothing okay about this woman sleeping with the other woman's wife. This is not what God intended for you, ladies. This is not what God intended for you. God
intended
for you to find a man that loves you, solely you, not for a guy to have his cake, eat it, and have a glass of milk on the side.
Well, hold on. I've got to take a break. But, you know, Mo, before I cut you loose, a lot of women will say, well, you know, there just aren't any good men out there anymore. That's what they're going to say. You know, they want the guy with the muscles and the tattoos and all that other kind of stuff. We'll see. Mo, thanks for the phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We're talking about being Mary Jane. What's the message? Are you being Mary Jane? We'll be back in just a
minute. David found out I stole the sperm.
What?
Why are you looking at me like that?
It was just me, you, Lisa.
Oh, no, no. Wait a minute. I know blowing up Mark's little secret did not do much for my credibility, but I swear I'm completely innocent in this.
Another scene from the popular BET drama Being Mary Jane. We're asking, what does it say to and about black women? My guests are social and political commentator Maxwell Bilyon and clinical therapist Dr. Kalita Forbes. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, so here's my question to you, Dr. Forbes, because just about any person that I've spoken to outside of the brain trust that is our newsroom, let me say I'm the only guy in the newsroom most of the time anyway. But most of the women that I've spoken to on Facebook, in person, on the phone, a lot of them are looking. They watch the show and they see the character, and some of them will say, oh, my goodness, clutch the pearls. I can't believe she's with a married man. But as I said earlier, isn't this truly a reflection of society? Don't you have clients, some of the women in therapy, that are dealing with some of these same issues?
Absolutely. I've been dealing with this issue all this week in my practice.
And so what do they say? How does it happen?
Without question, I think there's a number of reasons why people find themselves in these types of situations. And so it really isn't one particular thing that can cause someone to find themselves in an adulterous relationship. But I think that it's one thing to be in an adulterous relationship, and it's another thing to celebrate that.
Do you think the show is celebrating it, or is it issuing a warning? Because, as I said, that last finale, the adulterous relationship drove her crazy. She was almost a home wrecker. The David who had the, you know, the white girlfriend slash fiance, whatever their relationship was, she was causing drama in that house. So is that a warning, or is that, hey, if you like drama, this is what you need to do?
I think that it could be a warning. I agree with you when you said you posed the question whether or not this is actually something that's going on in our communities and we don't want to deal with it. Because I think sometimes artists within the hip-hop community, rappers, they get a lot of flack sometimes for communicating stuff within their music that I believe is just them telling stories of what's going on in our communities, but we just don't want to hear about it. We don't want to hear about it. But the reality is that sometimes I call some rappers and some hip-hop artists modern-day prophets. Whoa. Because all they're doing is speaking forth the truth. It's just we're getting upset because it doesn't look good. But the reality is that this is the way we might look as a community. But with that being said, it's one thing if it's celebrated. If you have women that are now walking around, I just heard about, and doing all these T-shirts that they wear that says, I am Mary Jane. You have to really stop and look at what does that mean?
Interesting.
Okay, because if I wear a T-shirt,
well, hold your point, Doc. Hold your point, please. I need to take another break. I'll let you finish, and we will go to all of our phone calls. A lot of folks have opinions about this. Stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown has the original Quiet Storm next on 96.3 WHUR.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
He's married? You're screwing him. The shades of gray escaped me.
Yes, okay, yes, he is married. But it's not what you think.
Oh, let me guess. He's going to leave his wife home.
You know what? How much? How much to buy your silence? Huh?
Well, damn. Is it that good you willing to pay for?
Yes. Yes, it is. So how much?
Just stop it.
He says he loves me.
You're an addict, Mary Jane.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if your drug of choice is the passion, the thrill of the affair, or the man himself, but there's a void he's filling in your life, and you're hooked.